Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
NFC Showdown. On Thursday Night Football, Week 8 kicks off with an epic matchup. It's division leaders Aaron Rodgers against Kyler Murray. The Packers have won 6 straight. Can they make it 7 without some of their top wide receivers? And we've got the Cardinals, of course, on offense and defense looking incredible to start an undefeated season in the desert. Thursday Night Football tomorrow, 8 p.m. on NFL Network, on Fox, and streaming on Prime Video. Hey, Peter Schrager waving to the camera. Kyle Brandt is here. Sean O'Hara, my name's Kay Adams. Hi, we're presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky on this October 27th. We are here ahead of this big matchup tomorrow, and we've got great guests to break it down. We'll have Blake Shelton joining the program. I think he's the biggest Cardinals fan we know.
I think he's the biggest Cardinals fan in the world, maybe.
Yeah. Aqib Talib, always fun. He'll be wrapping up our show in this party. So we also have other things going on and some headlines, so we hit the lead block. It takes us straight here to New York, where we are and where the NFL's Fall League meeting is as well. Last night, Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke to the media. He addressed a number of topics, including the investigation into the Washington football team. He was asked whether or not their owner, Dan Snyder, has been held accountable.
I do think he's been held accountable for. I think the organization has been held accountable. And I think we did an unprecedented fine. Dan Snyder has not been involved with the organization for now almost 4 months. And we obviously are focused more on making sure that the policies that they had, many of which they put into place prior to this investigation, but also coming out of it, were put into place and that they will be maintained and that we can ensure that that will happen in this organization. I understand the media would like more transparency. I understand they would like more emails. But I think from my standpoint, we've been very firm about the importance of making sure that we got all the information. We made it clear that there was not a workforce here and a workplace that we feel, a workplace environment that we feel is appropriate. So I think we achieved that.
The words of Commissioner Roger Goodell there. There is RKK entering the meeting, smiling, looking ahead to the owners arriving in New York City. Mr. David Tepper, owner of the Carolina Panthers, and Mr. Rooney as well, I believe we have, entering the chat. Big chats, the Fall League meetings continuing today in New York City. And that's where we find our very own Judy Batista, Ian Rappaport, and Tom Pellicero with it all live from New York. Judy, you asked the commissioner about the Washington football team last night. What did you make of his answer?
Well, what I made of his answer, Kay and guys, is that they are not going to turn over more information that came from that investigation if they have their way. They were clear, of course, they will comply with what Congress asked them to do. But Roger Goodell said he knows the media wants more transparency. It's not just the media. Two former employees of the Washington football team came to the lobby of the hotel here yesterday to hand deliver a letter to the owners and to the commissioner asking for the release of more information, asking for the release of those emails, thousands and thousands of emails. The commissioner was clear they are not going to do it. He says they feel that this is what they had to do to protect the anonymity of the people who came forward. I asked him, don't you worry about the fact that you might also be shielding the owner of the franchise that allowed this workplace conduct? They don't see it that way. They said they have put measures in place to make sure that doesn't happen again. And you heard him say they feel that Dan Snyder has been held accountable. Certainly, though, Ian and Tom, this issue is not going away.
No, certainly not. And Judy, another issue that is not going away as of now, the Deshaun Watson situation. And Roger Goodell was asked about the status of Watson and essentially, is he going to be placed on the commissioner's exempt list if he is traded somewhere, Miami, Carolina, or somewhere else? And as Roger Goodell very clearly explained, and basically what is already in the personal conduct policy, which is that Deshaun Watson's situation as of now, right now, does not warrant him being put on the commissioner's exempt list. What Goodell said is they, based on the information they have now, they do not have enough info to warrant putting him on the list. What does that mean, Tom? He is eligible to play, and if he is traded, would still be eligible to play, cleaning up one question in a situation that still has many, many questions surrounding it.
Ian, this meeting also is always about getting updates on the season to this point. And that's what owners heard yesterday, including on the health and safety front. Concussions down in the preseason, which is encouraging. Soft tissue injuries were up to a five-year high, according to Dr. Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical officer. So that's an issue that they're going to study further. They also got an update on COVID. Over 94% of players fully vaccinated at this point. They continue to work toward 100%. They're encouraged that they've not seen the uncontrolled spread within team facilities. Even teams like the Cardinals that had a lot of positive cases, they saw a lot of different strains of the virus as opposed to it spreading within the facility. Also heard an update on the game, a lot of encouraging things in terms of the pace of play, how close games have been. And as for the taunting issue that fans have talked a lot about, it is not going away. Both Roger Goodell and NFL executive Troy Vincent reiterated the coaches' subcommittee is behind the increased enforcement of taunting. The competition committee is behind it. Roger Goodell said, we are committed to it, and we think it's the right thing to do, Judy.
Okay, and guys, there will be more from here. They just went into the meeting room, and we're expecting them out in a few hours.
We appreciate you, Judy Batista, Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport. We'll check in with you throughout the show and throughout the day here on NFL Network, just one sleep away from an epic matchup on Thursday Night Football. That's right. The undefeated Cardinals, feels weird and cool to say, are welcoming the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers and company, to town tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. We could not be more excited about our next guest. He could not be more excited about the Cardinals in this game tomorrow. We are joined by the biggest Cardinals fan we've decided and declared here on the program, bonafide country music superstar and our favorite coach on the Emmy Award-winning show, The Voice. Please welcome back to the table and say, yeah! Yes, good in football, Blake Shelton!
Kay, there is nothing weird about saying the undefeated Cardinals. That everything is right about that. There's nothing weird about saying
yes.
That.
It feels good, and you might stay undefeated after tomorrow night. Let's talk about it. Blake, love having you on the show. This is the biggest Thursday Night Football that we can remember. The Cardinals 7-0. It sounds right. It feels right. Did you ever think you'd see the day? Tell us how it feels to be a Cardinals fan right now.
You know what? It feels right. I swear it feels right. And I haven't even been thinking about what a big deal this game is until I started watching you guys' show yesterday morning and then again this morning, waiting to be on here, and you guys keep talking about it this way, and now I'm starting to freak out a little bit. And I heard one of you guys, Kyle or Peter, or somebody was talking about that playoff game in 2015, but 2 weeks before that game, Gwen and I, it was like our first public date that we ever went on. We went to Green Bay and Arizona game, and it was like 2 weeks before that playoff game, and we absolutely smeared Green Bay that night. And I ran into Aaron Rodgers a couple of years after that, and he knew I was at the game that night. He was laughing. He goes, of all games for you to go to, but I'm fired up about this thing. I got my campfire out here that I'm going to fire up tomorrow. And
nice.
I'm going to start drinking. I'm going to start drinking right now, actually. I'm going to start drinking.
My man. Yeah. Yeah.
Kay said that you're our favorite coach on The Voice. I'm actually an Ariana Grande fan.
I knew you were going to say
Talk
that.
About it, Peter.
I'm sorry, Blake, but I do like
your
work. I do
you.
Like
you're
your
not going to talk to me this way on television, Peter. I can't allow that.
The hype for the Cardinals is actually warranted. They've been so good this season, and it's got to be such a pleasure to watch. But here comes Rodgers. You mentioned that you guys have a relationship. You've seen him play before. You know he's the big bad wolf. What do you think as far as this being the big stage, big game, and now everyone's watching your team, and this guy's walking in the building?
Why are you doing this to me? Stop it. I mean, I know what we're doing. I know it's a television show, and you got to do this. You got to hype it up and talk about all these stats. It's just another normal game. That's all it is. Stop doing this to me. I know that's not good for your show. It's just a walk in the park for the Cardinals. The Green Bay, they're injured. Their two wide receivers are out. I mean, I wouldn't even tune in, America.
That's the message we want here on the NFL Network from Blake Shelton. Don't even tune in, America. That's perfect. And don't watch The Voice. No, Blake.
Wait a minute,
you mentioned
Kyle,
you're going to start drinking. Yes.
Please let me just for a second, because yesterday morning, we got to talk about this. I know you probably heard plenty about it already, but I woke up yesterday morning, and I told Gwen, and I told the youngest boy, Apollo, I said, y'all got to come down here and watch this guy do this segment on the show. It's called Angry Runs.
Yes.
And immediately, and it was a disaster from the second you walked out there from the, you broke the damn trophy. Your fly was out. The kids were crying in the house, running away from the television. Gwen was covering their eyes.
Oh, no.
Why are you doing this? You know, terrible way to wake up yesterday morning. And so now, please go on with your question. I'm sorry.
Please go on.
Wait, now that that's out of the way.
It was an absolute disaster. Blake, you're right. It was just in time for Halloween. It was terrifying. And that was just with the scepter breaking. And then I had the wardrobe malfunction. And I hate that your family and that Gwen especially had to see that. And I know that there's a B-A-N-A-N-A-S joke to be made, but I'm not doing it.
Don't do it.
Blake,
do
I
it.
Would never do that on this program. And the worst
more,
part is nobody tipped me off.
More of a plantain. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I listen. Yeah. I'm going to end it there. All I know is that this nobody is awesome. Looked out for me, Blake. The boys around here are not drinking that ice cold beer and chewing tobacco and spitting. They're just leaving you hanging. We need to talk about your tailgate. All right, because we know you. You probably got that great smoker, and you get that smoke ring on the brisket, and you do the ribs, you do the beautiful stuff. How are you getting ready
while you're talking
for this
about food.
Huge Thursday night football game?
Yes, I'm ready. In fact, I went to the Cleveland game a couple of weeks ago. I was there, and I'm going to try, along with the smoker and drinking beer and with the boys around here, all that stuff, I'll be smoking some ribs. Got some friends coming over. Like I said, I got my fire pit. I don't know if you can see it down there. I think you can. That's my Cardinals bar. Where it's actually raining right now, or I would be out there doing this segment from the bar. I don't know if that answers.
We could see it. Blake, it looks like God's country to me.
It does.
I love that you're on here roasting my boys right here. This is great.
Man,
this is great banter.
I've been waiting.
We could do this. If you're free for the rest of the show, I would love to hear you just go at it
He's
a little
it.
Bit more and just make fun of Kyle even more. You can't get enough of that.
Don, I have been listening to those two guys for the last 3 years kick my Arizona Cardinals in the nuts every single week. I've been waiting for a year like this to be a guest on the show and to have my Arizona Cardinals moment.
Packers, Cardinals, epic game. We don't want to get in your head too much, but I do want to know, maybe just manifest how you would like to see it play out. What is your prediction for Packers, Cardinals tomorrow? You're talking chemistry with your castmates, Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins, Kyler Murray to my favorite guy, Rondell Moore. How do you see it going, and how much do the Cardinals win by?
You know, it's funny because people come over and they'll watch games with me. And, you know, like last week, I had literally had a friend go, man, this is boring. And like got up and was off doing something else because we were so far ahead. And I want that to happen again. I don't want it to be a close game. I want it to be one of those games where you guys are starting to promote whatever's next Thursday, you know, halfway through and showing some highlights and stuff. Because, you know, maybe it would be better if there was two Thursday night games so you could like stop the feed on this game and go to whatever other game is closer. That's what I want. And now, is that what I'm predicting? I'm not going to predict anything. I'm not going to do it, okay?
Is that because you're not confident, Blake?
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not confident.
What do you mean?
We're still Arizona. You never know when the meteor is going to come out of the sky and smash into the stadium, and for whatever reason, you know, it doesn't come together. I've seen this show a million times, but I don't know what to say, Kyle.
What was your reaction as a fan when you found out in this game Davante Adams may not play, Alan Lazard may not play? Is that, oh, good, now we can make it easier to win? Or does that put more pressure on the Cardinals in the biggest game?
Yes, Kyle. Yes, it does, Kyle, because that's what always happens in these things. It's these games where you go, oh, my gosh, they don't even have the bus crashed on the way to the stadium. They're going to be freaked out over that. You know, we're bound to win. They don't have their receivers. Right. You know, those are the times where you find out, like us 2 weeks ago when we didn't have Cliff Kingsbury there. It's like you're going, oh, no, we don't have the coach. And then we end up blowing them out at that game where it, you go, there's no way it's going to work out that way. So I'm just trying not to think about it. It's making me sweat, Kyle. You're making me sweat.
It's surreal to us, Blake.
With
trust
your tweets. Blake Shelton, thank you so much for stopping
so
by the
good.
Show. Good luck tomorrow. Enjoy it. I'm a little bummed out you aren't more confident, but hopefully they can win that trust from you tomorrow night.
See red.
Thank you, Blake.
Yes.
Halloween is this weekend. Which team will be the scariest in week 8? Whiteboard Wednesday is next. A little Whiteboard Wednesday here.
All right.
Play along at home at GMFB. It's Halloween this weekend. On Sunday, there are sure to be some teams frightening their competition. On Sunday, I'd like to know the team that will scare the league the most in week 8. Peter, interesting slate this week.
Really interesting slate. Some good games within the conference and some division rivalries doing it. The last time we saw the Bills was 10 days ago, and Josh Allen kind of slipped on a 4th-and-1. They've had 10 days
good
to
call.
Think about that, marinate on that, and they're playing a Miami Dolphins team that you think Brady owns the division. Do you think that Rodgers owns Soldier Field? You don't know about ownership until you see what Josh Allen has done to the Miami Dolphins over the last few years. Dolphins are reeling. Bills are seething. This could be one of those where Buffalo off a bye, still annoyed and PO'd by what happened on this amazing Monday night game.
Peter, you know the Bills' next three games are the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Jaguars.
Don't you see like 50 burgers in each one of those?
Yeah, it's like a bye month.
It's
crazy.
They're about to go scorched earth. And maybe the best thing that could have happened was losing to Tennessee to light a flame under them. Watch out, Dolphins fans. It's going to get worse. Here he comes.
Yeah. I hear it sounds like a double burger.
It does.
I want my double burger.
Put on layaway. Goodwill Hunting, Sean.
And when your mom, yeah.
I love you.
Give me the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay. All right.
Okay. C red, B red. I think Aaron Rodgers, I know we're talking about the wide receivers that he's missing now because of the COVID list. What worries me now is he holding on the football? And is this Arizona Cardinals pass rush that's getting Chandler Jones back? Look out, cookout. J.J. Watt got Marcus Golden coming off the edge. He's got 6 sacks.
Bakhtiari's coming back, though.
This could be an interesting and scary game for Aaron Rodgers.
Fear takes all different kinds of forms here and the Thanksgiving time. If I am playing a team, I don't want to be the first team to lose to them. And these guys right now are capable of anything. I've worked for about an hour on this Lions
really
logo.
Good.
It's pretty good, right?
It's a great drawing.
It's really good. This is my Magna Carta, my Da Vinci. Last week, Dan Campbell tried everything. He emptied the bag to beat the Rams. Yeah. If the Eagles play them this week, they did an onside kick and 2
Loved
fake
it.
Punts, and they all worked. So Dan Campbell's basically saying, we will do anything, we will try anything, I'm gonna get a damn win here. So I'm terrified, A, to be the first team to lose to them, and then B, what the hell they're gonna do? We lose to the Cardinals, or we lose to whoever, they're a good team, fine. Don't lose to these guys, and don't do it on some fake PAT for a 2-pointer. They may go for it.
Is that 1 paw or 2 paws?
This is like a little
paw?
Bit of a, like,
those talons?
Yeah, I feel terrible. I don't know, that's the best I could do. I'll try
good.
My next
like
one, it's all right.
I like it.
Keep Tlaib. Also hanging out on GMFB today. Fun, fun, fun show. So keep it right here. But wipe those whiteboards, guys. In years past, we've seen some great costumes from players around the league. Everything from Tom Brady as a stormtrooper. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I actually don't remember that. Lamar dressed as Harry Potter. That I remember. I'd like to know the Halloween costume you'd like to see an NFL player or coach wear. You'd like to see who dressed as what?
Okay.
When I was a young man.
Yes. I was a young one.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going?
I loved the Ernest movies.
Talk about it.
Okay. The great Jim Varney, may he rest in peace, as the wonderful Ernest P. Worrell. Mm-hmm. He would have an off-camera friend named Vern.
Yeah, just talking to Vern.
You know what I mean? Vern.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Vern. Hey, Vern.
We got a new friend in the show on Thursday. I want Ernest as Ernest.
Okay.
That's
a great idea.
D'Ernest Johnson, our new favorite story in the NFL, who was on a mahi-mahi boat 2 years ago as a fisherman and is now a number one NFL running back. As Ernest, if you haven't seen the Ernest movies, it's Ernest goes to camp.
Yep.
Ernest plays basketball. Ernest goes to jail. I want D'Ernest goes to Canton. Ernest and DeErnest. If DeErnest showed up to the Browns facility or the game on Sunday, it's a huge game. It's Browns Steelers, and DeErnest Johnson dresses as Ernest.
Do you think DeErnest knows who Ernest is?
No,
Do you think he's familiar with those films?
No, I think we need to brief him. I think Kevin Stefanski needs to sit him down and be like, listen, son, the biggest game of your career, you need to go as Ernest today. You need
to
dress as
talking to him today for Game Day Morning. I will ask him if he knows who Ernest is.
DeErnest.
I will show him this clip. Send me the clip.
The Halloween film you left out. Do you remember the name of it?
No.
Ernest Scared Stupid. It was the Halloween Ernest. He's got a pumpkin on his head.
What's the best? What's the goat Ernest?
Ernest Goes to Camp is an unbelievable one. If you watch the internet, it gets real. There's like guns and stuff in it. It doesn't age well, but that was one that put it on the map.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, Vern. Yeah.
Okay, and the last one I watched was Ernest Saves Slinky Dog. Christmas. That was the last one that I
Ernest
saw.
Ernest Christmas? Saves Christmas? Yeah. Christmas is going to go away.
Air Brakes.
No, yeah, I don't know the rest.
That was like a big line from that.
Always a deep pool. Always.
Ernest is a classic. Listen, I love players that go like full tilt. They go all in. And Russell Wilson and Ciara over the years have had some phenomenal costumes.
Yes,
so I think, you know, sometimes you just got to go with what hand you were dealt. And Russell Wilson as Edward Scissorhands, wow. He's already halfway there. If you saw any shots of him on the sideline in the game, he's got his hand in this huge cast.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's already got half of the scissors made. So, you know what? You're halfway there, Russell. Go all in. Edward Scissorhands, and I'm sure you could get wifey to jump on board and play his counterpart.
We should be a Winona
Ryder, talking about
right?
players' wives on this program.
Got takes. Yeah.
Is slam dunk or anything?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
There's a basketball. That sounds
People
like an Air Bud, maybe.
Go ahead.
There should be a meetup. I feel like the Russell Wilson family spends like $100,000 on the Halloween costume. That would be great. I'm going to go with the one we've been waiting for. Aaron Rodgers says weeks ago, I'm growing out my hair for a Halloween costume. You don't know if he's joking or if he's totally true, but I got all kinds of ideas of things that he could be.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
You can go Viggo Mortensen, the Aragorn. The dude is the low-hanging one. Winter Soldier, maybe. Professor Snape, he's got that sort of long, sort of greasy look. Machete Kills, I could do that. Last Samurai Tom Cruise would be all majestic. And that would tap into his mentality now. And then, you know Aldous Snow? That's Russell Brand in the Freddie and Sarah Marshall movies. And the Get Him to the Greek, right?
Yeah. He plays them both? Is that Get Him to the Greek? Is he
Yes,
Russell
it's
Aldous?
The same universe. Yes, he's Aldous Snow in Get Him to the Greek.
Jonah Hill goes from a worker at the restaurant to now being a manager?
He works for Puff Daddy and for a record label. But so
Peter,
any of these.
Which one of those would actually live up to the hype, the high anticipation of what Aaron Rodgers is going to be that we've been talking about every day? Any of them? No.
Well, Lebowski.
Tell me.
Burleson said that he thinks Jesus is going to Jesus Christ, yeah. Which would certainly live up to the hype. But I don't know if any of these would. I just hope it's not Big Lebowski, because it's just been done. He's worn the sweater before. It's great, and I don't think it will be.
It better be good. All right, let's say hi to Will Selva. He's on the West Coast. He's got some news for us right now.
Hey, what's going on, Kay and guys? I feel like we need to hype up this game more. I feel like you guys are barely scratching the surface with it. This
You're right.
is a big game.
Wait till tomorrow.
You know what I mean? Let's pump it up a little bit more. That being said, I'm going to continue to pump it up. So I am going to give Packers fans a glass full scenario, even though it looks likely that Davante Adams will be out for tomorrow night's big matchup against the undefeated Cardinals. You see, since Matt LaFleur took over as head coach, Aaron Rodgers is 6-0 without Adams. I just say that because it's a fun thing to say. But we know they need Adams. They're better with Adams. That being said, here's the bad news. Green Bay will also be without wide receiver Alan Lazard after he was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list as well. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting Lazard is unvaccinated and was a COVID-19 close contact. Lazard had his best game of the season this past Sunday, putting up 60 yards and a touchdown against Washington. On the other side of the ball, Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray is on pace to set most of the franchise's passing records this season. It will be his first time facing off against Aaron Rodgers in his career, but Murray has a lot of admiration for the reigning MVP and says he's even patterned his game after Rodgers a bit.
He's probably my favorite quarterback. Yeah, probably one of my favorite quarterbacks. I mean, to watch, just, you know, his swag. The way he plays the game, you know, what he's done, you know, his career. He's definitely, you know, I admire his game a lot, you know. So first time playing against him, first time, you know, probably be able to meet him. It's pretty cool. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
and NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations and friend of the show, by the way, Troy Vincent, confirming the 2022 NFL Scouting Combine will be held in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Vincent saying the hope is to bring, quote, as much back to normal as possible. Of course, the Combine was canceled last year due to the pandemic. The location for the 2023 Combine is still undetermined at this point in time. We do know under consideration would be Dallas, Indy, of course, and Kay, Los Angeles. And I know I would put in a vote, just like you would, to get this thing done at SoFi Stadium. Cool. Stone's throw away from the offices that you've been to more than I have. So that would be my vote. Will.
It's awesome. Will's got
to appreciate you, and I might be going back in a couple of weeks, and maybe you'll be there and join me, and we'll eat in the commissary, and then the huddle, as the cool kids call it. Of course you will. Wow.
Will be taking a nap.
I heard it's tasty.
Couch.
I should have some salt. I heard it's extra delicious. Extra salt with those pancakes this morning. Anyway. Week 7 is over. It's time to kick off week 8. And who's going into your fantasy lineup? We're here to answer some questions. Another round of Which Guy Wednesday. Peter, that's a toughie you've got in front of you. A toughie. Yeah,
I see it. And I also would like to say that Will will be doing a segment called What's My Beef?
Sponsored
by Old Trapper.
Will should do that,
and
for real.
I just want to come to work one day.
Any way I could come to the office?
That's it.
You really think Will wants to go to work?
No,
zero chance.
I actually think that's genuine. I think he wants to go to the facility.
I don't. I think
he's brought it up like six times, Kay.
I think he's just doing it cute. I think he's, are you kidding? He's living his life wearing his gym shorts.
He is
and
on
his
a garage. He's on a Murphy bed right now doing TV. It's pretty nice.
Will wants to get the low jack off his ankle, for sure.
Wow. Maybe he is on house arrest. Yeah. I didn't think about that. That's a great.
Not COVID related.
No, he's got an ankle.
No.
Will puts on like Uncle Junior in The Sopranos.
Yes. All right, it's not the NFL, it's the feds.
There's a certain amount of time that Sean spent, like there's like 6 hours of being on our show that you get completely loose and crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
you're
like this threshold and you're completely saying crazy it's stuff good. All day.
I think I blame the beef jerky.
That's it. Let's get to Which Guy Wednesday.
That's Sean we know.
Which Guy Wednesday, we're going to get this show back on track.
Okay.
This is from James. He writes, what's up? I've got Mahomes and Burrow. I need a W this week. All right, no ifs, ands, or buts. Oof, I could never imagine benching Patrick Mahomes in fantasy yet. Here we are, week 8.
Let's do this as a family. Kyle, what are your first thoughts here? How about I lay this out? So Mahomes coming off his worst fantasy. These are two different, very different week 8s we're walking into. Mahomes off of his worst fantasy start in his career as a starter. Burrow coming off the best fantasy start he's ever had. He's on fire. He's absolutely not. Which one do you play? They're both inside the top 10 at quarterback.
I'm looking at the J word and it says Jets and I jump on Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
The Jets
what right about now. This? What about, don't you think they're going to jump ahead to a lead in this game and then they're going to ice it with Joe Mixon this whole second half? That's what I think. Game script wise.
53-0.
Belichick has a vendetta against the Jets. So he kind of ran up the score with
Zach
Matt Jones.
Taylor.
I don't think Zach Taylor's been dead against anybody.
So then, here's the thing about the Chiefs. The Chiefs will throw no matter what. Mm. So that's why I lean a little bit in the favor of Patrick Mahomes, because even if they're up ahead, I don't know, I think they'll keep throwing.
Yeah, Mahomes against the Giants, who just put Jabril Peppers on IR as well. So now they lose somebody in the secondary.
Can you bench Patrick Mahomes after one bad fantasy start?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you gotta play the odds. You know, mm-hmm. like you stand on 16, you stand on 17, you hit on 16.
What do you think?
I couldn't bench Mahomes if I drafted him, but Burrow is so fun
desperate
to watch
times.
Too. Right? Like
I got Mahomes.
I think a better question might be, if you're an NFL GM right now and you need the next 10 years, are you taking Mahomes or Burrow?
That's a different segment, Triggs, but great. I would say this. I looked at the numbers. He had a terrible start. He's still a top 5 fantasy quarterback, Patrick Mahomes is. And if you really dig into the numbers, Burrow 9th, by the way, Patrick Mahomes only has one more interception than Burrow does. Burrow sneaky throws interceptions. I love the Bengals. Yeah. I like them game script-wise, pick-wise, and the fact that, I don't know, he's thrown for more yards, touchdowns, and rushed for about 200 more yards than Joe Burrow. I'd give him the nod.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. Mahomes, you go with Mahomes. You got
next.
It.
Next.
I gotta go.
All right. Next.
I gotta
all right,
go.
We got another doozy
I gotta
here.
Go.
I think this one is not quarterback-related. It's more about a flex issue.
Okay.
Okay, Chase Edmonds, Khalil Herbert, or Jalen Waddle.
Okay.
for the flex in a 10-team PPR league.
All right, Herbert's ranked 17th at running back this week, Edmonds 22nd, Waddle 28th at receiver. I do like all three this week, but it is Khalil Herbert in a runaway for me. The lone bright spot in this Bears loss to Tampa was him, his brilliance. We love him. He became the first back to rush for 100 yards on this Tampa defense with Vita Vea out there in almost 2 years. He also added 5 catches. He's averaging 122.5 total yards a game since he took the reins as the Bears starter when David Montgomery went out. That was 2 weeks ago. He's a top 10 highest scoring fantasy running back in that time. I think he's stolen the opportunity from Damian Williams, and I think this is a league winner. He is a league winner for the 2021 season. You keep him. I think he still has a role when David Montgomery, as you can see, he's running away with the job. Quick, last one? Or no?
Yeah, AJ Green or DJ Moore from Kyle, actually. Not from me, but that was a tweet. I think it's from Kyle. There it is.
DJ Moore, slow down, obviously. Sam Darnold has fallen off, but he's still a top 10 receiver. He's racked up over 75 yards a game. He's seen 23 targets over the past 2 weeks. I have to love that kind of volume out of DJ Moore. AJ Green has been solid, he's been dependable, double-digit fantasy points in 5 of the last 6, but he doesn't have the ceiling, I think.
He's not, you gotta start DJ Moore every week, right?
Boom, even with Sam Darnold and how he's not playing. All right, former cornerback, NFL analyst. So fun to listen to. It keeps Lee crushing it week in, week out when he joins the breakfast table after the break. We've got your Thursday Night Football preview ahead.
Our next guest is one of the best defensive backs of his generation. He's a Super Bowl champion, he's an All-Pro, and he was easily one of the greatest trash talkers in the game as well. Now he talks for a living and he's doing it really well. Please welcome to the show, former NFL cornerback, current NFL analyst, Mr. Aqib Talib.
What's up, Aqib?
Yeah!
Hey!
2-1.
How y'all doing? Good morning, good morning.
We are doing great. I know that you are part of our weekend routines now as we're watching the game and we're listening to your podcast. You've been staying busy since retiring from the sport. Tell us about Catching Fades with Aqib Talib and what you're doing on your podcast and what you are getting out of these former players that are talking to you around the league.
Well, we're talking, I'm interviewing current players, former players, sometimes basketball players, comedians, just interesting guys all around, right? So we keep it fun. We keep it light. We talk about just about everything, man. I always make sure I ask guys how they fell in love with football, man. That's something super interesting to me, man. Everybody got a different story, so I like to hear it.
Speaking of interesting, there's a pretty interesting matchup tomorrow in the NFC right here on NFL Network. Packers at Cardinals, no Davante Adams. He's out with COVID-19. He's on the list. Break this down for me from your perspective. What are you looking for in this matchup?
Well, I really was looking forward to see Byron Murphy shadow around Davante because I love what Byron Murphy doing right now. He's coming into his own in NFL, man. He's starting to be one of the corners who shadow guys. And I really wanted to see him up against Davante. You know, that's kind of like a measuring stick. But no Davante this week. So I want to see what A-Rod do, man. I think he got two of his receivers out. Davante, Lazard, they're going to be gone. So I want to see him be great, man. How he going to pull it off, be a magician, and create some points?
Right. And it's funny, Aqib, you played with Tom Brady when he was a young, fresh-faced 35-year-old a long time ago. Mm-hmm. He's still at it. He's 44. His Bucks are 5-1. But there's 4 other NFC teams that are 5-1 or better, including another one of your former teams, the Rams. If you had to pick one team in the NFC, Aqib, you think has the best shot of knocking off the Bucks, who are you picking?
Oh, definitely the Rams. I mean, they already did it. If you already did it, you got a great chance to do it again. But I think they got the makeup. They got the makeup. They don't allow deep balls. They can stop the run, and they can score a bunch of points. So I think they got the makeup. The Rams, Sean McVay, Stafford, and them Rams, my dog AD, Jalen, they definitely got the makeup to do it. If anybody can do it, they can do it.
Yeah, no doubt Jalen Ramsey is balling, and you know he's as physical as it gets. Kind of reminds me of you out there. When you look at the AFC, though, and you look at the Chiefs, everybody expected them to just kind of, hey, they were going to be number one in the AFC. They've had some struggles. I know you're in your element up in the broadcast booth on game day, and you get to just talk about what you're seeing. What are you seeing that is causing these struggles for the Chiefs? And I want to hear from your perspective. Playing Mahomes, what would you want to do as a corner and as a secondary to defend him?
Well, I'll start with that one. I think everybody is doing it right now, man. You stay too high. You keep your safeties at 20 yards. You keep your linebackers at your second level of defense, you keep them at 12 to 15 yards, and you just keep everything underneath, right? And I think that's what teams are doing to him right now. And it's starting to frustrate Mahomes and all the guys. Because you see them, they're struggling right now. It's a lot of turnovers. And I feel like they're pressing. I feel like they're trying to force stuff. They feel like we this big play team. We this home run hitting team. And we're not hitting no home runs right now. And it's definitely making all the guys, not just Mahomes, it's making all the guys press.
Okay, we love Romo and Nance. We love Joe and Troy. Mm-hmm. Alan, Chris, but I gotta say, the breakout duo this season has been you and Gus Johnson on those Fox broadcasts.
Hey.
You guys seem to be having a blast. We wanna just toss to some sound to hear the Gus and Akib experience. Take a listen to week two, Vikings at Cardinals.
Good snap, clean hole for the win.
Oh my goodness, he missed it. Unbelievable. And the Cardinals survived.
Wild right. Wow, what a game. Welcome back, Gus.
Welcome back, Gus. Akib, you seem like you're having a ball. What's it like working with Gus, and what's the chemistry been between the two of you now that you've had a few games under your belt?
Oh, it's been great, man. Working with Gus. Gus make it so easy. He's so comfortable in the booth, man. He created an atmosphere in the booth that you feel like you're really just watching a game with just Gus. It feel like it's just us in there. And we going back and forth and watching a great game. So I appreciate Gus, man. He make it super easy for me. And I just enjoy being up there. I enjoy doing it. It keep me around the game. I love football. It just give me a reason to have to study some more football. You know, we always love studying football, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. We have a second clip to play for you, Akib. And this is perfect because I think the reason we all love listening to you so much in the booth is that we loved listening to you so much on the field, where you also did some of your best work. Here is Akib Talib, maybe unplugged during your illustrious career. Let's enjoy this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's get this cracking. Let's go. And that turnover gonna come.
We out here jamming, baby.
Damn it. Let that man eat.
Wow.
Let that man eat. Do our job. Be the most physical team on the grass today.
Woo!
Feel that energy, baby. Hey, feel that, man. It feel like junior high again, baby.
Akib, you've done it all, and there's a lot of love for football in that clip. You said on Catch and Fade you'd like to ask people why did they fall in love with football? How did they fall in love with football? What's your answer to that question?
Oh, my brother, honestly, my brother brainwashed me when I was young. So as far as back as I can remember, I was a straight football fan. I wanted to go to the NFL. And my brother was just a huge Cowboys fan, man. He had football cards. He knew the starting O-line. That's how you know he was a real fan. I'm talking Mark Tooney, Nate Newton. I'm talking the whole line, man. He knew the whole line. He made me know the line. He was so good in our neighborhood. He was always the first pick. And I just admired him so much. It made me want to play football. And lo and behold, you know, I ended up being the one to make it, but he, like, set the whole blueprint to my entire life, man. So it was my big brother who made me fall in love with football, definitely, just because he loved the game so much. I always wanted to be like him. I love the game so much.
It's great. And we love listening to you talk about the game now. Of course, we loved watching you play. Akib, it's such a cool thing to have you on our show. We've been talking about you for all these years as a player, and now we're talking with you as a broadcaster. Congrats on everything, man. You're doing great.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Peter, you keep showing us that love, too. Me and Gus always talk about it, man. Peter showed us some love this week. Gus always asks me, did Peter show us some love this week? I always tell him because he know I watch the show, man. So, hey, keep showing us that love, Peter. We appreciate it.
We'll get you some games. That's it. Beautiful job, Akib. And on behalf of the show, keep it going.
Thanks, Akib.
Good stuff.
All right.
To leave.
Thank y'all. Good morning. Y'all take care.
Blake Shelton, Akib Talib, over the last hour, what stood out to you, Sean?
Blake Shelton coming in here like a wrecking ball, huh? I mean, he was just, you know, busting chops, great personality. And then when you asked him about his team, boy, he started to sweat. Mm-hmm. That was fun mm-hmm. stuff.
I think it's cool that, like, you know, we do our show. It's the four of us as producers. But, like, Blake watches every day that he's going to reference a segment from yesterday. Not the day he's on the show, but from yesterday. And, of course, Kyle, he can bust chops with the best of them. How'd it feel to be busted by Blake Shelton
no.
and Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. I mean, we go way back with No Doubt. It was really cool. And listen, that was a very easy target based on what happened on Angry Runs yesterday. But busting my chops aside, I thought what stood out is, like, look, the celebrity fan is something that there's a different scale on it. Sometimes it's, oh, I go to the games, I wear the jerseys. Like, Blake Shelton is so unbelievably emotionally invested, not only in the Cardinals, but in this game tomorrow night, that Sean mentioned it. He's obviously nervous about the situation, the stakes, and if they lose it. And he said afterwards, I'll give him up. He's like, man, you were asking me about Davante Adams being on. I just started sweating. Like, I think he is the realest, like, celebrity fan that I've talked to. He is that invested in it. He's got that big of a game, Adams.
At GMFB with your thoughts, I guess. How much time do we have? A minute here left. Anybody else want to say anything ahead of Thursday Night Football? The floor is yours, gentlemen.
Nick and his Packers. I tell you, he mentioned twice he feels like he's playing with house money.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That's
like,
interesting.
That's kind of like how the Packers feel about their team.
That's
like,
true.
They're that good.
Didn't Nick
Vile have Packers feel like that way about their team, that they're playing with house money? You think Aaron Rodgers is going into this one like,
it's funny.
We
it's
lose,
like, now there's no expectation for them to win. It's like, if we lose, it's like, we'll say, but like when Nick Vile, who's a contestant on The Bachelor, and people roll their eyes at it, and he's like, I really think Alan Lazard's run blocking is going to be missed in this game. You're like, gosh, people love the NFL.
Peter, was that your favorite take of the week?
I thought it was great.
Because it's insightful, isn't it?
Because we've got football players, we've got us, and no one has mentioned, okay, they actually might miss Alan Lazard's run blocking. And it's like, that's the kind of diehard fans that are out there about our sport, that this guy on The Bachelor, and we roll our eyes. Yes, everyone's like, what? He comes out and has maybe the best insightful take on what they're going to miss.
We'll have more on this game. We will have more from the NFL Fall League meeting. That's in New York City. Judy Batista, Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero will be here all day long on NFL Network. One sleep for Cardinals Packers. Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more official podcasts from the NFL, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.